AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Democratic presidential candidate, former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, insists the emails through her private server were handled properly.
First, let me say that I am confident that I never sent nor received any information that was classified at the time it was sent and received.
Clinton, during a campaign stop in Iowa, adds she sees the investigation into her emails as a very typical kind of discussion among various parts of the government. President Obama at a state dinner last night in Nairobi toasted the people of Kenya and their president.
To the people of Kenya and to the people of the United States of America, Mungu abariki Kenya.
Obama wraps up his visit to his father's homeland today. He will then travel to Ethiopia. A wildfire that started yesterday has grown to about 6 square miles in the rugged foothills of the Sierra Nevada Mountains in Northern California. CAL FIRE spokeswoman Lynn Tolmachoff says a number of homes have been evacuated.
We have about 150 homes evacuated. It's a very rural area with homes dotted throughout the foothills and kind of remote locations.
She adds the blaze is quickly spread because the trees are so dry they're torching, exploding into flames, sending hot embers as much as a half mile downwind. Sometime tomorrow, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is expected to hit Fiat Chrysler with a record $105 million fine for mishandling more than 20 recalls involving some 11 million vehicles. Among the violations, Fiat Chrysler stands accused of failing to notify customers of recalls and then delays in distributing the parts. A source close to the investigation says the company will also agree to having monitor review those recalls. This is AP Radio News. First Lady Michelle Obama opens the Special Olympic World Games in Los Angeles.
It is my great honor to say those magical words. Let the 2015 Special Olympic World Games begin.
That tape from ESPN. Some 6,500 athletes from 165 countries are taking part in 25 contests being held in the Los Angeles area, the largest such athletic gathering there since the 1984 Olympics. A $9 million mansion in New York's Southampton Village has been destroyed in a fire that took firefighters from more than a dozen departments 7 hours to put out. Newsday reports a blaze at the six-bedroom, 8,300-square-foot home started just after noon yesterday and burned well into the evening. The mayor says the fire started in the kitchen and everyone got out okay. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.